is very difficult to understand for a conditioned soul. It is extremely difficult to understand that, first of all, that we are not this gross body. And even more difficult to understand is that we are not our mind. And I read recently in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Srila Prabhupada said in one of his purports that the mind is a reflection of the spiritual world. Now, what does he mean by that? The mind is a reflection of the spiritual world. It's a reflection. Usually we think our mind is the spiritual world, but it's a reflection, and in the reflection, it's just the opposite. Because in the reflection of our mind, and it's continuously going on, the jabber and the thank you for closing the door. We are the center, not Krishna, but we are the center in our mind, in our imagination, in our illusion. We think our thoughts and our activities are so consequential. It's a reflection of reality. It's false. It's an illusion. And reality is that Krishna is the center. And if you want to, as our early Dr. Prabhu was explaining, and actually the Vyasa Puja offerings were so heartfelt and meaningful, every one of them. But it is, Prabhupada is, he's so direct on this point that put Krishna in the center. And it is not that Prabhupada was just trying to, in the Bhagavad Gita, to say, to put Krishna in the center. This is Krishna's intention. Sarvadamam Pratyasha. Put me in the center. And this is the most difficult thing for a conditioned soul to accept, that I am not the center. It's even more difficult than to think we're not our body. This identification with the mind and thinking I am the center of existence is the illusion that will carry us from one body to the next, to the next, to the next. And Prabhupada was insistent with full faith, not only with faith, but he carried it with him. Wherever he went, he carried the spiritual world with him. And there was a sweetness to his presence that we cannot capture in this reflected mind. When we look at Sisi Gornatai, when we get close to them, but not just close in the sense of our physical closeness, but when we bring our heart out through our eyes, perhaps, in contact with Sisi Gornatai, with the holy names, with the Srimad Bhagavatam, with Chaitanya Charitamrita, with the holy places, with holy devotees, there is a sweetness, a fragrance almost, that can enter our heart that has nothing to do with the material world and has nothing to do with our minds and has nothing to do with our rascal intelligences, which we imagine is so fine and discriminating. It has to do with us in our relationship with Krishna. Sometimes we do say, and Stoka Krishna Prabhu just said it, that, and I can understand this, where is Stoka Krishna Prabhu?
Here.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. That we lament that we didn't have Prabhupada's personal association, and this is a very legitimate lamentation. But amongst Prabhupada's disciples even, very few had his personal association in a continuous way. Very, very few. Practically no one had that association. One devotee said to Prabhupada, it was Gurudas Prabhu, said to Prabhupada, you know, I want to be always by your lotus feet. And Prabhupada's response was, because my lotus feet are always moving, he said that. From place to place to place to place to place. But what he was really saying was that to be by the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, of this great devotee, Krishna Shakti Naivina Tarpavardhana, who was empowered, directly empowered, to carry the spiritual world through the holy names, through his presence, through the deities, through the dhams. He was directly empowered to give this gift to the whole world. In the lecture that we heard at the beginning, when many of you weren't here, he was saying how easy it is to be a guru. And certainly he's correct. Just repeat the words that Krishna is saying. And this is Mahaprabhu's order, Amaragai Guruhai Tare Des. Just become guru, on my order become a guru, and repeat these words. But Prabhupada was not, he was guru, he was heavy. His words carried the weight of realization. And it's one thing to repeat, I'm not my body, you're not your body, you're not my body, you're not each other's body, you're not anybody. But you are somebody. You can repeat the words, but when Prabhupada said it, it had such weight due to realization. Now this is a great part of the challenge that Prabhupada is putting before each and every one of us when he said become guru, is get the weight of the realization. How to do that? That is the challenge. And the whole process of Krishna consciousness is meant for this, to get the weight of the realization that I am Krishna's. I belong to Krishna, I belong with Krishna, and not only am I Krishna's, but the message of Braja was that Krishna becomes yours. When you love him, he becomes yours, the Supreme Lord becomes yours. He's controlled by his devotees, he's Bhakta Vatsalya. Atma Pajanta Vidanyata, up to the point where he gives himself, the unlimited Supreme Lord will give himself to his devotees. He will serve his devotees. That's the message of Bhagavad Gita. Senayor Ubayor Madhye. He's driving the chariot of Arjuna. When the Brahmana in Sri Rangam, who was illiterate, not an intellectual, not a man of knowledge. He was reading Bhagavad Gita with tears coming from his eyes because in his heart, in his mind, he wasn't seeing, I am a great speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, but he was seeing that Krishna, how is it that this unlimited Supreme Lord who displays the universal form to Arjuna, how is it that this Lord is driving the chariot, serving his devotee. And when he thinks of this, picture, even though he was pronouncing the words all wrong, tears would come to his eyes. And Mahaprabhu said, you really understand the Bhagavad Gita. You are the one who really understands it. It's all about relationship with Krishna. And today, what we are doing is honoring our relationship with Prabhupada, because certainly we could say that without Prabhupada, none of us would be sitting here in his temple. We're honoring that. That's a nice ringtone. I like it.
Press the side button,
really? Either that or put it up louder or change it to a cow ringtone. We don't mind that either. But how to deepen our realization of this, how to understand that this is really important. Prabhupada insisted on this. He was so strong on this point that there is no other purpose to life. There is no other purpose to life except to learn to love Krishna. He would insist on this. How many of us insist on that? That it is, there is no other purpose to life? Or how can we turn our life towards the depth of this realization? So how do we actually become convinced of this? And it is, Prabhupada would say, it's so simple. But when we try it, we find that it is not so simple. And why isn't it simple? It's because we are not simple. We are, how would you say it? Crooked is the word I was looking for. We are not simple, because if we want to simply learn to love Krishna, he will help in so many ways. So what simple things can we do? These are Prabhupada's gifts. We come and see Nitai Gaurachandra, no, Nitai Sachinandana, and open our hearts to them and give them something deep from the core of our heart. Whatever it is, even if it's a leaf, but sincerely, this is for you. I have done this for you. When we chant in the mood that Prabhupada taught us to chant right in the very beginning, and that was like a baby crying for mother. And when the baby cries for mother, every bit of attention of every person in the room will go to that direction, especially the mother, and the mother must reciprocate. Krishna will reciprocate. When we associate with devotees, associate in the mood of being a servant. And the thing I wanted to mention most, when we want to associate with Prabhupada, it's actually not that difficult, because he left his books. Now, we say this so easily, but there's a way to deal with his books so that you will associate with Prabhupada. And that way is very, very simple, if our hearts are simple. It's that you read the book or hear the book just as if Prabhupada was there speaking to you. And he is. And then hear those instructions. Hear them and think about them. Hear them without doubting, but then you can think about them and then discuss it with others. And if you have questions, write them down and ask devotees that you trust. Ask them in confidence. And if there's no devotee that you trust knows more than you, then there is little problem. But read Prabhupada's books. Hear them. Hear it as if Prabhupada walked in the room right now. As if Prabhupada walked through the door on his Vyasa Puja and sat down on the Vyasa Sana. What would you do? I mean, we know what we did during Prabhupada, that we'd jump up and down and everything, but that was just the external. We would want him to speak, and we would want to sit by his feet and hear his words. And sometimes Prabhupada's words were not very pleasant to hear because they challenged our material concept of life. They challenged our false ego. They challenged our pride. They were very difficult to hear. I was just reading, I wasn't hearing, I was reading one conversation in Prabhupada's in the last year, and Prabhupada was just, this one's a rascal, and this one is a rascal, and this one is a rascal, and this one is a rascal. And then when the devotees were with Prabhupada, yeah, they would say, yeah, he's really a rascal. And this one, whoever Prabhupada mentioned was a rascal, yes, he's a rascal. But then you read another conversation, and those devotees were the ones who were being accused of being a rascal. And the reality is, in the material world, we're all rascals, because Krishna bhule seji, if we turn our back on Krishna. And how does it feel when I turn my back on you? How do you feel? You don't like it. I'm just for talking, I'm just doing it. Do you like it? Do you like it? Do you like it? No. When it's it. Oh no, hard because I see rather. Sorry, I had my back to you the whole time. So it is very serious, and Prabhupada wanted to take this movement seriously. Take it seriously. Take the philosophy seriously. Take who Prabhupada was and what he did seriously, not just Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. That's of course wonderful. But take his words and the depth of his words seriously and understand that there is a realm, a land, a realm called Goloka Vrindavan that has a sweetness that can satisfy us on the deepest level, while nothing else can actually satisfy us on that level. That land, and Prabhupada was carrying that with such depth and conviction. Once I had the fortune of fanning Prabhupada in Vrindavan while he was eating, and Satsang Maharaj had told me, don't talk to Prabhupada while he's eating, because there was a tendency you wanted to ask him all the questions you always wanted to ask him, but he said, when Prabhupada's eating. But then Prabhupada looked at me and he said, what do you think about Vrindavan? And you could tell that he was in love. His eyes were wide, his heart was completely open, and he wanted us to enter that realm. Do you want to taste that sweetness? Do you want to open up your relationship with Krishna? Well, we have an invitation to do so. And that invitation was spread throughout the whole world by our Srila Prabhupada. So on this day, we honor him for being that person. And don't think it was easy. You know, we tend to think there's a pure devotee empowered by Krishna, and therefore, like a mechanical man, he just did everything. Do you think it was easy to deal with all these crazy Westerners who were just teenagers, practically speaking? I was one of the oldest devotees in the movement when I was 21. Who was steady? Who understood the philosophy? You think of, and trying to save the world, the universe through these, these people? And none of you exalted Indians who were there. So pious. No one stepped forward. Very, very few. And Prabhupada was seeing all the devotees who did step forward as representative of his Guru Maharaj, that his Guru had sent them. He wasn't thinking of himself. So, please, honor Prabhupada, Hare Krishna, honor Prabhupada by taking his words and instructions and his example. And he worked so hard at his old age, traveling the world, writing books, not sleeping, preaching tirelessly, dealing with management at the same time, managing when you're 80 years old. He was so on fire. He was so inspired and on fire with this one idea that there was nothing in this world of value, or its purpose rather, was it was an open door to go home to the spiritual world, to Sri Vrindavan Dham, by the mercy of his worshipable Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his Guru Maharaj, so devoted to this service. So if you want to honor him, take it seriously, take him seriously. And his desire was so big that, and we'll ask our, I don't know if, it doesn't look like she'll be able to do it, but we were sitting in the Philippines. Prabhupada was just about to go into this big program, and we were sitting in a room, just the three of us, and he said to us, now please listen to this carefully, because you will find a service and a home in this instruction. He said, it is my desire that everyone in the universe becomes Krishna conscious. Please help me fulfill this desire. It's big enough for everyone. Please help Prabhupada in some way or another fulfill his desire. Hare Krishna.